who or what is killing and mutilating animals now and in the past, and why? Well, the British Animal Pathology Field Unit started in 2001 because there were several bloodless animal deaths that year, which were like typical cattle, horse, sheep, goats, wild animals, other animal mutilations in North America. Phil Hoyle, an APFU founder, was born in Shrewsbury, England, 53 years ago, and he worked in the steel industry until he had a disabling injury. And Phil and Mike are now traveling to farms in a sort of 50-mile long by 30-mile wide triangular region. You can see on the map that I have at Earth Files. And this is where there's repeated high strangeness from the Shrewsbury region down to the south and to Radnor Forest, where many people have reported these red-orange spheres, and at least one farmer there has had repeated sheep mutilations. Here now is Phil Hoyle in England.
When we're going to these areas, obviously we keep the UFO, what we call the U-word, completely out of the equation. We go in, and I detected a number of farms, one in particular, that are having classic mutilation signatures. The animals were having complete facial strips and other organs and tissue removed. No blood loss. There was a history of very unusual activity and also a mass amount of military surveillance, actually illegal surveillance. Some of the helicopters, American-built Apache helicopters, we have video of them actually touching the roof of the farmhouse, monitoring around the area constantly. People who live around the area, they've seen things they couldn't explain. And they're related to me that they've seen spheres, orange spheres, that have been at night, have come into wooded areas over small reservoirs. They have the distinct impression that these spheres were actually drawing water from the pools. At times, these spheres seemed to pace them, became aware that they were actually being watched, and that disturbed them quite intensely. These spheres then were changing their luminosity, and they could actually see structures within this sphere of light, and the one witness, a farmer gentleman, he described it as looking like the windows of a caravanette. He was describing a UFO disc or craft with a row of windows in the middle, and he said he could see a structure inside. He said it grew in luminosity, and then it went straight vertically out in a blink of an eye. I've got a number of reports similar to that. I'm actually talking to people that claim that they know of even cases where the police have actually come into contact with these spheres at times in the past. And I interviewed a retired police officer about 3 weeks ago, following day after we had this surveillance night, and he saw like a small fleet of spheres on New Year's Eve. He's now retired from the area, and he saw six. They were approximately 30 to 50 foot in diameter, moving between 80 to 100 miles an hour. He saw, first of all, two, a gap of half a mile approximately, and then another two, and again another two, totally of six. They seemed to be moving under intelligent control. He actually phoned the police and said, you know, what's going on? And they tried to pass off they were Chinese lanterns because of the celebrations of the New Year. He said he knows that's not to be the case because he was in the RAF in a piloted aircraft, and he also was a retired police officer himself, and he said he knows what's what. And the police apparently said to him, well, all we can say is we have had many reports, and we think their source of origin is South Pembroke, the very southwest of Wales. We constantly get these spheres coming up through Wales. They're actually being sighted coming up in towards Shropshire, where we live, but also people have seen them on their return. So it would imply a possibility that maybe some kind of base is operating, and for some reason they go out on a particular agenda and seen returning.
That underground base hypothesis has been around for decades. Can you tell me where exactly the police think the source of the orange spheres is?
The police said that all they knew was South Pembroke. I've done investigations in Pembroke years ago regarding other cases, and there was substantial evidence that was an active base under the sea at St. Bride's in Pembroke.
So people living in that area have given testimony to seeing the orange spheres rise out of the water there?
Not always described them as orange spheres. There's always the possibility that the colour is connected to its propulsion system for different phases, because the spheres that we actually videoed a few weeks ago were red, like a burnt red. coming back to the area where this alleged base is supposed to be located, multiple witnesses, even police back in the late 1970s, around 78, were seeing these objects leaving the sea and returning to the sea multiple times.
How far from this possible underwater base that is the origin of some of this phenomena, according even to the police, how far is that from the triangular area that you have mapped out where you are getting persistent animal mutilations?
About 130 miles, approximately.
And in that 130-mile triangle, since March of 2009 to March of 2010, how many animal mutilations have been reported and how many have you investigated?
I'd say approximately half a dozen where animals have actually been killed, a number on the same farm. So, I mean, detecting this is extremely difficult because there are literally thousands of farms and we're having to call around individually, one at a time, and hope they will get back to us if they come across an animal that's died in unusual circumstances.
The problem is that the farmers don't want to report what is happening.
I think a lot of it's down to the fact that they're not really sure what they're actually finding. Some of the injuries, clearly, in my opinion, and the people we have look at some of these injuries, cannot be caused by anything but a sharp instrument.
On the cold, very windy night of March 12th to 13th, 2010, Phil Hoyle and Mike Freebury traveled to a hill above the Valley Farm where repeated sheep mutilations had occurred. Their goal was to keep watch through the night with their three cameras to videotape whatever showed up in the sky or around the farm. What happened astonished both men.
This area is extremely remote and a very high vantage point. And so we were camping, my colleague and I, Mike Freebury. We set up all the cameras on the campsite. And then what happened was my colleague Mike became aware of beams coming over the hill just behind us. There's basically only one access road into this very isolated, inaccessible area.
What were the color of these beams?
These beams were white. These beams seemed to be in a complete straight line, about 3 foot from the ground, coming down the hill. They seemed to be controlled. They seemed to be the same width. Flashes of light. It was quite unusual. We were camping next to a fence that drops away down to like a cliff down into a very large valley that covers around this forest. And then we became aware that there was this red light approximately 1.5 to 2 miles away. And so we turned the cameras, we had two analog and one digital camera, onto this light. And when I actually viewed it, it soon became apparent it was definitely not a helicopter. And another red sphere actually joined it, so there was two. These spheres, over a period of nearly 2 hours, were changing shape, like they were metamorphosing. They were going from extremely large, very bright spheres down to multiple spheres. They were ejecting small spheres that were actually leaving the bottom sides of the larger ones. And these small spheres were actually dropping out and darting across the valley floor. You could actually see them moving rapidly over a distance of maybe up to 2 miles. What shocked us, and we couldn't understand or explain, through the wooded area, there were beams coming out of the forest and hitting or looked like they were trying to hit the little spheres that were traveling along the valley floor.
Hmm.
It just looked like there was either someone or something in different parts of the forest firing backwards and forwards. It's like there was a little war going on. It was the most unbelievable, like Star Wars. It was completely baffling to us, and it went on for a protracted period of time. One of the spheres actually came over a set of farm buildings, and it was firing beams from its sides down onto the ground. And at the same time, other spheres were leaving the main spheres. Maybe after about an hour or so into this, these spheres disappeared. At one point, my colleague Mike became aware that these two red spheres were actually behind the hill, less than 1,000 meters from us. They were right behind us. There were other lights flashing around the hill, and obviously we became concerned that these two spheres were obviously aware that we were watching them. Then after only a short time, they disappeared again and reappeared back on the valley floor and continued this spectacle. At one point, I went into the tent to try and get warm because I was so cold, and Mike saw directly above us, quite high, a very large bright light that flared up and then dimmed down. Something was in that area for quite an extended period of time. But also, all during this, there were flashes of light appearing on the hill behind us and the hills in front of us that looked like sheet lightning, but it wasn't sheet lightning because it was actually in a shape. It was very odd, very unusual. We'd never seen anything like this before.